Well, you know, ever since I heard in the news this afternoon of the ruling of the Supreme Court in New Jersey, it just keeps, and I guess I shouldn't be that way, but it just keeps surprising me that we've got men in office that's got no more common sense than to give the rulings that is coming down from high courts in our land. And as I was talking to a judge that's running for a local judgeship, and I was talking to her about the liberal decisions that's being made by our courts and their Supreme Court or high courts in different places across the United States, and she kept assuring me I'm just a little low court judge. And I told her, I said, well, my opinion is don't put a liberal in an office for nothing, because they get promoted on up. And if you elect a low judge here that's a liberal that goes along with this way of thinking, they may get moved on up. And it's time in America Christian people get out and votes for some values. People that don't have any values, that will not tell you and come point blank out and recognize the Word of God as being something that we can use to guide our way of thinking, our very being. We don't need an office. This country was founded upon that. And if we don't believe that, then we don't want them in office. And it's time for, they talk about separation of church and state. Our forefathers did not mean it the way that they're interpreting that today. Our forefathers meant the government should not give orders unto the churches. But it did not say one thing about religious leaders having an effect and being mindful of the decisions that our country is taking and our leader and speaking out against them and holding their feet to the fire because they're not willing to stand upon the Word of God. And I believe it's time that we come back as Christians, and when we're in a state and our judges make such rulings as this, I think it's time for Christian people to stand up and start making attempts to have them in peace and to replace them. Because if we don't draw the line, the first thing you know, they're going to say, we can't speak it from the pulpit. We can't preach God's Word for what it says. Because it's hit for their living. It's going against the decision that they're making. And they're deciding against the very thing that God said that honest and decent and moral people should stand for. And if we're going to have a moral government, we got to have moral law, not turning loose immorality and justifying it, but saying that we must go to the standard that God laid down and live by or suffer the consequences. And if we don't wake up in this country, we're going to find that the religious freedoms that we have today will soon be taken away. And preachers that want to speak out against our unruly courts that are not ruling in the way that our Constitution says, even our Supreme Court went upon making some decisions, went upon the World Court decision, and upon the decision of courts outside the United States, and quoted them when they're sworn upon our Constitution. I don't care what the government and the rulers of other countries decide, if the court, what our Constitution is, what our Declaration is, that's what we're supposed to be going by. And you and I today, our forefathers had foresight enough to say that our all, the best one, was those that went along with the laws that God had already given. And we need to go back to that. And if we will, we'll find our country can long endure. But if we keep going down the road we've headed, we're going to soon lose the freedoms that we have. If you'd like to read with us in Numbers, reading one verse and part of another one, listen to this. In Numbers, the 22nd chapter, starting with the 21st verse, "And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went." Now, God had told him earlier not to go, but here he decided that he wanted to go and kept on and kept on. And finally God told him, okay, go. But then God's anger was kindled because he went. Now, if you'll turn over with us into Isaiah, the 5th chapter, and starting with the 20th verse. "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble and as the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness and their blossom shall go up as dust. Because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despise the word of the Holy One of Israel." Now, this right here, I think, is where we can see exactly where America is at today. If you'll go back and take history, and I realize in school today they don't want to teach true American history the way that it truly was. They don't want to teach that, and why, I don't know. We've got world history right here in America. That's the best that you can find. The thing that our forefathers did in setting up this republic was something that is unheard of in any nation on the face of the earth. And yeah, God bless for over 200 years, but you'll find the way the choices that we're making today, the blessings of God is not going to be lower upon this country. Why? Because we come to that place where we despise the word of the Holy One. You and I today, man, they don't want to recognize the word of God is having any authority. They talk about those that put their faith and trust in the Word of God and be a weak minded. They talk about the thing of believing that there's a supreme power and be a something foolish. Yet they'll turn around and try to get that evolution is alright. And the courts that are led does not want creation, it'll be a door side by side with evolution. They're not willing even to make that compromise. They say it's alright to teach evolution. But you can't teach about God. What's wrong with our country? Where's the common sense, God? There's nothing that's ever proved that evolution was right. But nobody can disprove creation. And each and every one of us, when we come back to the laws that God laid down, go back and take up where God was speaking there to Moses and giving him the Mosaic law. Granted, there was some of it that was real harsh. And you'll find the way that it was done, it was the best when people abided by it. It was the best way for anybody on the face of the earth to live at that time. But Christ, when Christ come, Christ through the love and the mercies of God made it so much easier. I realize people look at it and they say, oh, it's too hard to live a Christian life today. It is if you still God, that sins were hard and you try to live righteous in the sight of God. But when you come and yield yourself unto God and He puts that heart of flesh on the inside, He takes that whole hard-hearted heart out and He puts that heart of flesh in there. Then when we read the laws of God, they become sweet and good. They make sin. Today that's what's wrong. We got men that's sitting in high office in the land today. They don't know God. We might be looking for in the Christian nation, but in the eyes of God, we become fools because we don't recognize God. And He still does. He laid down the best plan for man to live. He told us the only way for us to live that we can raise offspring and have a moral people is for a man and a woman to marry and raise their children, teaching them the Word of God as a rule and a guide to live by. You know, we want to tell people, don't go out and kill, but yet we don't want to tell them that the consequences, if you do, you're going to face God. Because do you realize a lot of people, they go out and they kill somebody, or they do any kind of crime that you want to think of. And they think because here in this land, it's come to the place that so many crimes go by unsolved that nobody is ever arrested for. Man, it's come to the place they don't fear the laws of the land, but they overlook an important point. There's a God sitting on all that you got nothing here for. You may kill. You may burn his ashes. You may dump his ashes in a wind. Or at least nothing that they can ever pray to come back to you. You can tread down in the easy chair and say, I got away with it. Nobody knows about it. And God look at them and say, oh man, you're inexcusable for your sin. It's cried out. And you have to pay. You and I were not going to get by. You'll find back there the bubble. The first murder that was done. He said, I got away with it. But God told him, in blood and ground, from the dirt, you and I, our sin is not going to be hid. And we may get judges so foolish, so ignorant, so stupid, they're sitting on our Supreme Court and the courts of the land to rule that homosexuality is equal to a man and a woman. But God looks down and He says, my plan is for a man and a woman. Yours is for just blatant abomination before me. It will never be equal. You and I today, we can try and justify it. But when we lay our life down, when it comes to an end, God's going to call us to judgment to give an account. And these judges, they may be men that walks in front of them and stands there with fear, trembling and shaking because of their power that's been given to them here. But when they stand before God, they're going to realize who it is that holds the power. That's when they'll be weak. They'll be shaken. It makes no difference how high an office a man holds here, he is nothing compared to what God is. You know, if there was such a thing, and there's not, but if there was such a thing, I'll take the weakest, the puniest little angel that God's got. And if he's standing with me, I have no fear of no man that's ever lived. I have no fear of no army, nobody. Why? Though they may destroy me, they cannot destroy God. Though they may destroy me, Paul said, you know, what awaits me? Paul knew what they was going to do to him. They knew his life was, he knew his life would soon be over. He was sending that testimony around him. But was he afraid? No. Why? He knew what awaited him. You and I today, the judges, they may think because we've got all this authority, we could force this upon those religious people, those that don't know any better. They may for a while, but it's coming time when they're going to stand before God and have to give an account. You know, listen to this. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Then listen to this one. Which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Have you heard anybody say anything about what is referred to as the Christian right? What is referred to as that religious group that seems so whacked out because they believe God's word, because they believe the Bible? They act like it's people that's uneducated. It's people that's not very smart. But do you realize, according to the Word of God, to recognize God and His power is very intelligent, very bright. Why? Because He's the one we're going to stand before and give an account to. You know, when I was in school, it made no difference what teacher they was in the school. The only one I was concerned with was the one that was over me. The one that I had to take tests from and give an account and was graded by. The others that walked up and down the halls and stuff, I didn't have to worry about what they were teaching. I didn't have to worry about anything about that. I was just concerned about what that I had to be doing with those that was over me. Well, man don't like to recognize that there's a God that's over each and every one of us. And you know, we don't have to worry about all these other things. We just have to be concerned, is God pleased with me? And you know, the laws of this land, they can write anything they want to. But when it comes down to whether I abide by their laws or the laws of God, it's not a hard decision for me to make at all. I will abide by the laws of God. When it comes to they say you can't speak out against homosexuality, you can't speak out against drugs, you can't speak out against alcohol because you're making these people feel uncomfortable that's in it. You can't do this, you can't do that. If God's Word says do it, it's not a hard decision for me to make. I'll stand and do it. Why? Because no matter what they do, you go before a judge, and if you're disrespectful there in court, if you disagree with me, and you say something open and clear, he can find you in contempt of court. What's the day when I heard that decision come down from you, Judge? Contempt was exactly what I was feeling toward that court, and that decision that comes down. You and I today, we should feel that
they realize the decisions that they're making. People say, "Lord, I'm grown in age of 50. I've done made my decision. I've got young grandchildren. I wonder what the laws are going to be for them." If time stands and we keep having judging with such ignorance, the more common sense to men, the more their court. We need to come back to a time when men was honorable, when they recognized just exactly what God required.
You know, if we put immoral men into political office, and then immoral men point these judges to these high offices, why should we expect to be getting moral men into these offices? They're going to point like minds. So we need to start from the grassroots up. And anybody that don't hold the Bible as our chief guide and roadmap for us to follow, don't vote for. Pin a judge down. Ask him what he believes or her what she believes. And if they don't recognize it, if they won't stand up and speak out, just like the one I was speaking to, give him all her hell. But I got her on some stiff question. And he said, "Well, when he comes before me, I know what the law said." I said, "I don't want to hear that, because the judge out in California ruled, just because it said under God in her pledge of allegiance that it was unconstitutional." I said, "A judge, when they get in office, they rule the way they want to, instead of what the law said." You and I today, we need to make sure what's in their mouth, their woman's heart, to the very best of our ability, before we ever turn them loose into a judgeship. We need to make sure what's in that person's mind and heart and character before we ever send them to Congress or Senate, to our state house, to our judgeship, any of that, or to our governor, any of those offices. We need to pay attention to it. And we need to go back and make sure that people see and understand that God's Word is coming true. You know, we can look in the Bible, you can't find in God's Word when God said something shall happen that it didn't. If it hasn't, it's yet to come to pass, but it will. And each and every one of us today, we need to recognize that God is holding us responsible. You know, Christian people, we need to get out and vote. The lost vote. And they put people in that we have to live under. So I think God requires us to get out and do our part. It may come to the place where it may outvote us, but as far as I know, if God don't give us an excuse, just sit down and say there's no point in going, because there's going to be more vote, contrary to what I say, that there is going along with me. That don't justify you in not going to vote. I can show you in the Bible where God took 300 and went out and went 1,000 just for their obedience unto it. You and I, when we go to the vote, it will do our part. God can take a handful and rule a nation with it. It will stand up for that and right. Don't give in to the lies of the devil that you want to destroy the Christian people. They go think there's no use in God, but we ought to have that anger kindled in it. They go and fight to the last man. We can't surrender, and we do, we fall. We'll come down to the end, and if we play our battle down, when it comes time for us to die, we've lost the battle. But if we stand and we fall in the fight, there's no disgrace. we still won. You and I today, God knows just what's going to happen. He's predicted it. And it's going to come to pass. The evil that we're seeing now is some of the first steps, and it's going to come to pass. But that does not mean that we're supposed to surrender to it. We're supposed to stand and fight and withstand it with all we've got. Why? I look at my young grandchildren, the other young people. You can't put a price on that soul. If there was somebody standing at the door ready to molest one of them, I don't care if it's my grandchild or if it's yours, I would fight to the very end to protect that child. Well, what we're doing today, we're on the step to legalize anything. Back when I was a kid, the laws that we accept today, what we're allowing today, it would not even been considered. It wouldn't have been thought about. And the old saying goes, if judging it'll make the ruling that they're making today, probably before the sun set on that day, they'd have been tarred and feathered and carried out of town on a rail. But today, we tolerate anything. We just say, oh, that's just the way that it goes. But we can go back on our knees and pray. We can get up and go and vote. We can take our stand. We don't have to surrender, but stand and fight unto God calls us home. And then we can say, we've won the victory. Each and every one of us, don't let the devil get you discouraged. You know, I realize anymore you can't tell hardly what's right and what's wrong because there's so many lies when it comes to politicians. Do you realize used car salesmen are believed more than a politician anymore? And that ain't saying very much, is it? Well, you and I today, we need to question them. And then if we get a person in there and they don't do according to what they said, get them out. Hold their feet to the fire. Tell them, you told me so and so and you ain't done it. Today, God requires each and every one of us to come back to the standard He laid down. It's one of the ways we can live. It's the only way we can live and get to heaven. It's not one. It's the only one. It isn't like you have a choice. I can take this road, and this road, and I'll still end up at the same place. You know, if I go out here and I get on I-44 heading west, somebody else gets on 5 heading north, somebody else gets on I-44 heading east, somebody else gets on 5 heading south. You can travel for 5 or 6 hours, both everybody going the same distance, if possible, traveling at the exact same speed for 5 hours. But you're not going to end up at the same place. Why not? You're all heading in a different direction. You and I, God said it's a straight and it's a narrow road that leads to heaven. And that's the only one. And if we're not on that, all the other roads lead to destruction. Christ said, I am the door. You must come in by me. All others, saying it's these and others. It's me or it's not at all. I realize our government officials today don't want to say that. That's not politically correct. But that's what the Word of God says. And nobody's been able to prove it wrong. Christ was not just a good man. He was the Son of God. He was the only one. that was able to forgive me of my sin. He was the only one that was able to change me, make me anew, put that heart of flesh on the inside, change my desire. If our courts, our judges, if they would get on their knees and pray and ask for guidance from God before they make such rulings, they would not be making the decisions they're making. Why? God's word is very plain. That man is not to lay with man as with woman. God said that. That's not my word. That's God's word. Long time ago, he seen the sin that man was up in, and he told us exactly what to do about it. We can say, oh, that don't make any difference. That was just a Bible. That's God's word. And it's what we're being judged by. What do we do with it? We either believe it and accept it, or we stand there being judged by it, being found guilty, walk into court and listen to the judge, and he goes reading from some law book there, a law that man found, and you've been in violation of it. Stand up and tell me, yeah, but I don't believe it. What did he tell you? And we don't turn around. We've got a very dark and awful future ahead of us. While we get some song to sing, read it, come. Abide by the laws that God has given. Apply them to your heart and life. You might think, well, if I do that, I'm apt to be in violation of some law here. Well, do you realize the message I've preached tonight, if I was in Canada and I preached this and somebody complained, I could be arrested. But thank God, this can go into Canada by means of the internet, and their law can't stop it. It can reach the hearts of people right there. It can go all over the world. Their laws there can't stop it. America, we still have that freedom. But how much longer do we have it if we won't stand up and speak out? Oh, if I was only in New Jersey tonight, I'd be getting on news somewhere or another every way possible. Let them know what I think about it. You and I today, it's time for us to stand up and be counted. Even if we hear the door closed behind us and lock, and they say, you're going to have to be here for a year, 2 years. You shouldn't have said that. If God's word said it, we better be willing to stand up on it and pay the consequences. Because if we don't, when our life is over, we're going to pay the consequences. Man here, I'm 61 years old. And I don't care what kind of a time that they sentence me to in prison. At most, you know, I really live to be an old man. 20, 30 years, possibly 40, if I was really old. But do you realize if I disobey God, if when He sentences me, it's for eternity. And that's no end. I can pull 40 years here. I don't want to pull eternity in hell. I beg each and every one of you, stand up for that that's right. While we stand and sing, is there one here tonight? Your heart's not right with God. I beg you, get your heart right. Come, get on your knees and pray. Find out what it is to experience salvation, to experience a new birth. to know what it is, to know beyond a shadow of any doubt that Christ lived. You know, that's the difference with the men that's sitting on our court. They don't have Christ in their heart. They may be a member of a church somewhere or another. They may be associated with some religious group, but they don't have salvation. They don't have God in their heart, or they could not rule as they ruled. Why? Because a man that knows God is not going to rule contrary to the Word of God. Because they know the consequences that it carries. And do you realize, man don't want to admit this, but the Word of God does not go contrary to our Constitution of the United States. We can abide by the Word of God and not go contrary to the Constitution of the United States. Wake up, America, before it's too late.